guard for these thermocol pieces that came with some kind of a parcel, because yeah. It makes a really great tripod. Hey guys, welcome back to the Creepy Kids podcast. How are you guys? And how are you, Anushka?
I am good.
Yes.
I'm very fine.
Very fine.
Yeah.
What have you been up to lately?
Yeah. I am getting bored writing.
Okay, yeah. So
I have to write a lot.
Yeah, there are a lot of assignments that Anu has to complete. So that sucks. Yeah. And we still have a lot more assignments to go, because yes. I literally have like 50 sheets of paper right in front of me.
Started it.
Yeah. So, which is, well, also I have my terming exams from 15th of September. So that isn't great anyways. But it's cool that everything is online now. Yes. So, and also that we are only going to be having MCQs, which is like, it feels like a blessing. Yeah. Because to balance work and study together, obviously, takes a toll. And then, so yeah, it's a great help that it's MCQs. Yeah. So, yes. For the first segment, as you guys already know, we narrate stories from this wonderful book called Ghosts of the Silent Hills. Honestly, what a wonderful buy. Yeah. What a wonderful read. These are stories based on crew hauntings. Yes. Which is something that makes my heart
pound.
Like, yeah, pound. Really. Anyways. So, in the last episode, we started narrating this story, which was titled Horror in a Dormitory. The story is based in Assam. And what was the other place?
Calcutta.
Okay. So Assam is a state in India and Calcutta is a city which is also in India. So there's a lot of plotting and everything. It's really difficult to explain. So what we would recommend you guys to do is go back and listen to the last episode, so you guys have a proper idea of what's going on in the first segment of this episode. Anyways, anything else that you want to add?
No.
Okay, so should we start?
Yes.
Who went first the last time?
I think I did.
Okay, so I will be going first. So, we left off with the girls going down to have dinner. It was the first night, and now they are going to go. They have acquainted. Some of them have acquainted each other, and now they're going to go and have dinner. Dinner was insipid. Nothing close to home food they were used to. The seniors were eating with gusto, and they couldn't complain and draw their attention. It could lead to being ragged. So the newcomers ate silently. I am so afraid of ragging, and I hate ragging. I absolutely hate the idea of, you know, teasing someone.
Yes.
Like normal teasing is okay. Yeah. But when it gets dangerous, I don't like it. Maybe gradually we'll get used to this bland hostel food, thought Riti. Hostel food's bag, generally. When the dinner was more or less over, Miss Udvala walked in regally like a queen, stretching her short frame to look tall and formidable. The latter was not needed. She anyway looked quite rough and intimidating. Girls, once again, I am Miss Udbala Bora. In case you have forgotten my name, I'm the oldest hostel warden of this college. Been here for more than 20 years. Joined this college in 1966,
but they don't need to know.
Yeah, well, teachers usually are like 2 KMI. She looked around to see how well this information was being absorbed. The girls deliberately remained impassive. They didn't like this woman at all. Her eyes were too restless, unremittingly shifting. She didn't make eye contact with any girl, as if she was guilty, hiding a dark secret in those flicking eyes. Now, she continued in her resonating voice, except the first year students of the East Wing, the rest quickly dispersed. She waited till only 18 students remained in the dining hall. Then she folded her arms, roved her shifting eyes to count the girls, and then snorted. Pay your full attention, you newcomers. These are the rules you need to follow strictly. If you flout any one of them, you'll get into serious trouble. Is that clear?
You're acting like a teacher.
I have a pen in my hand and it comes naturally. I was obsessed with playing teacher when I was younger, so all of this, it comes naturally to me. I could have been a teacher.
I don't think so.
I didn't have the patience. Anyways, the girls exchanged quick glances. They were utterly disappointed by this rude welcome they were being given by this unpleasant woman. The lights will be switched off at 10 sharp. You don't have to bother about that. Okay. I will switch off the mains. Okay, so that's nice. You don't have to like get up and switch off the light because that is so incredibly boring. The girls looked at each other. Some seniors standing outside the door behind Miss Vora smirked covertly and made faces. I hate these seniors.
Yeah.
Nobody respects this woman, Revati instantly realized.
Obviously.
Then, having been momentarily distracted, Revati's attention went back to what Miss Udbala Bora was blathering. Wake-up time will be 5:30. A bell will ring and nobody should be seen in bed after that. Six would be a better wake-up time. Somebody spoke in a timid voice, but mercifully, her voice didn't reach the warden.
Yes.
Thank goodness gracious. Nobody will use the hostel's telephone to call their parents or anybody else. You can call home... only once a week from the confectionery shop that you'll find on your way to the classes.
That's rude. They should get a chance to call their parents.
Every day?
Yeah.
Her brother probably runs that shop. The whisper brought smiles on some faces. What's there to smile about? Eh? Miss Udbala gave the girls a quick piercing look and then continued. On Sundays, you can go to the shop to buy provisions as well as use the phone. A second murmur arose from the listeners. Only once a week, some bold girls protested. Draconian laws, are we in college or in a jail? Somebody whispered. School was better. Shut up, everyone. Stop whispering. How dare you? Next time you utter a word, you'll be out of this hostel. Though I am capable of worse things.
Oh.
Barked Miss Udbala, glaring at the girls as if she was ready to eat them alive. Now go straight to your dorm. I will be following you there. The girls were stunned by her behavior. Why was this woman trying to intimidate them? What were her motives? The new hosteliers stomped up the stairs towards their dormitory, grumbling at Miss Udbala's strict rules. My mom told me to call her every day. She'll be worried if I don't. Nitya moaned. We are not babies. We are to be told when to call and whom to call. And who is she to tell us to talk to our parents only once a week?
Yeah, that's
right. Is this some kind of a prison?
Yeah.
Revati grumbled. The strict curfew. the page.
Tired of shouting.
The lights will be switched off exactly at 10. I'll switch off the means. A girl imitated Miss Udbala to almost her exact tone, and the others snickered. We must discuss it with the dean tomorrow, Nitya suggested. Wait, girls, can't start complaining so soon. It could go against us, Sanya opined. Actually, you know, I may have some influence. I'll talk to my grandpa. But her words were barely noted. The girls who had entered the dorm shrieked and others rushed up.
Mm.
Once inside, they all gasped and stood shell-shocked at the mess they confronted. Their bedspreads were tousled. Some lay on the floor. But the worst was the area around Sanya's bed, as if it was the epicenter of an earthquake. Her chair lay toppled and the table had been swept clean of all her stuff, including her new books. The clothes she had earlier organized in her cupboard lay scattered around. She shrieked the loudest. What a welcome! Revati commented. This is the seniors doing. They are having fun troubling us. Ragging. Girls, welcome to the famous college ragging. Well, this ragging is not embarrassing or painful. I've heard of really bad things. The girls got busy clearing up the mess. They had barely finished cleaning, changing into their night clothes, and filling their bottles from the water cooler that stood in a corner of the dorm when the hall plunged into darkness. The suddenness of it further shocked the already panicky lot. Their screams and squeals reverberated in the hall. Shut the door. Someone shut the door, came desperate pleas. Molly is closest to the door. Please, Molly, shut the door quick. Someone rush to the door and make a desperate attempt to lock it. The solid iron latch was large and rusted and emitted screeching sounds. The grinding sound of it being slipped into its groove was heard after the initial struggle. The girl's heavy sighs of relief. That felt safe. Otherwise, the dormitory seemed so unfriendly. Is it already 10? Came a voice. I don't think so. Then why have the lights been switched off so soon? Mm. Where is Miss Udbala? She said she would follow us. I saw her turning away from the main door of the building. The different voices continued in the dark. Then a hesitant voice called out. I need to use the bathroom. Don't you have a torch, Sanya? Revati, who was nearest to her, prodded. A lamp at the street level sent up some faint light, salvaging the dormitory from absolute darkness. As her eyes got adjusted to the faint light in the room, Revati felt better. She rummaged through her bag and retrieved a torch. She walked to the bathroom door with Sanya and then, handing her the torch, returned to her bed. Revati had once again begun to feel lonely and sad. Had she done the right thing by choosing to join this college in Calcutta instead of a local one in Jamshedpur? At least she would have stayed home. This place was so unfriendly, almost hostile. To cop it all, Miss Udbala was like a spiteful tigress waiting to prey on them. The overall experience today had been so unpleasant. She missed her parents intensely. How they had stood at the college gate, waving at her, bidding her goodbye. Her mom had tears in her eyes, and her dad had a sad smile on his face. Her dad's words rang in her ears. She's grown up now. We have to come to terms with her being away from home. She cannot live with us forever. One day she'll leave us anyway when she gets married. She loved them so much. 2 tears trickled down Revati's cheeks. And then she jumped out of her bed in fright.
Huh?
I was going to say sprite. So did the other girls. Some were rushing towards the bathroom from where a strange scream had been heard. A few torches came alive. She quickly wiped her tears with the back of her hand. Sanya is in the bathroom, alone. Revati shouted and ran behind the other girls. They found Sanya sitting on the floor of the first cubicle of the toilets in a corner, gasping and shivering. Oh my god, what's wrong with her? What happened, Sanya? Are you not well? Many voices ask in concern. Sanya tried speaking through her chattering teeth, but nothing more than some gurgling sounds emerged. The girls helped her up and brought her to the bed. Someone poured her a glass of water. The whole group of 17 girls stood around her, patiently watching her holding the glass in her shaking hands and slowly sipping water, trying to get composed. Revati sat with her, stroking her back lovingly. She was alarmed by the way Sanya was scrambling. It took Sanya almost 5 minutes before she managed to narrate her ordeal. She looked around with her panic-filled eyes and whispered cautiously, "There's somebody in the bathroom." A few girls with torches rushed to check. They returned in a minute, shaking their heads. The bathroom is absolutely empty.
Mm-hmm.
Oof, I'm so scared.
No, there was someone in the bathroom, Sanya insisted through her sobs. I was inside one of the toilets when the door rattled. Then a very strange voice, like a ghostly voice, repeated a few times, "Kill, kill." I didn't have the courage to come out, even though I assumed the seniors were trying to scare me. I remained inside the toilet waiting for them to go or one of you to come check. She looked around at the girls accusingly, her eyes finally resting on Revati. "Didn't you realize I had taken unduly long in the bathroom?" The girls looked at each other and shrugged. Nobody had really bothered. Sanya continued, "When it was all quiet, I slowly came out. There was no one there, but I felt a distinct movement behind me. I also felt somebody touch my back and then pull my hair. I turned to confront the culprit, but there was no one. At the same time, one of the bathroom doors opened on its own, slowly, as if someone was pushing it open. I aimed the torchlight inside. It was absolutely empty. And then the same ghostly voice said, 'Sanya, kill.' The whole place was filled with strange vibrations." She paused here and frowned. "It was then that I realized there was something eerie there. It was so damn scary. I felt suffocated and couldn't move. With great effort, I managed to scream. The girl stood passively listening to her. 'This place is haunted, I tell you.' When the toss of their heads, the skeptic ones immediately dismissed her claims. Others shivered. 'Sanya, don't be ridiculous. It was a prank played by someone. Perhaps, like you said, by the senior students.' But there was no one inside the bathroom. Not a single soul. No one that I could see. And I don't think one of the seniors know my name. Not yet."
Yeah. No, that's also...
Yeah. Tears were streaming. Tears were streaming down Sanya's cheek and she wiped them with her scarf. It was too scary.
Bichari.
I'm sure it's the seniors trying to frighten us. Innovative way of ragging us. They must have got to know our name somehow, Revati declared with conviction. I think so too. Nitya seconded her opinion, though hesitation was apparent in her voice. Others nodded. Thus was probably the best explanation. But how did they enter the dormitory without being noticed and left it too? Was there a secret passage that they had used? And how would they know that it would be Sanya using the bathroom alone? That's a good question. Though Revati's rationalization had helped Sanya gain her composure, the doubt remained in the mind of each girl. Girls, no one goes to the toilet alone from now on. Let's go in small groups, be cooperative. There's safety in numbers. Come on, Sanya, relax and go to sleep. It's been a long day. Revati urged, and the girls slowly dispersed for a restless night at the dawn. Revati could not fall asleep for a long time. What Sanya had experienced was weird, but was it real? The bathroom was exclusively built for the dawn. There wasn't any outside entrance to it. Then how could anyone enter and disappear so fast? She and Sanya were together the whole evening. There was no way the seniors could have known Sanya's name. They hadn't been introduced. And even if they knew her name, how did they recognize her in the dark? Many questions. She tossed and turned endlessly. She was used to her room, her space, her home. This new place made her uneasy, very uneasy.
Of course.
The dormitory was also weirdly cold and depressing. It made her sad. It took her a long time to fall asleep. It was a disturbed sleep, full of nightmares. She dreamt that Sanya was screaming to be rescued. Someone was trying to kill her. She wanted to take her away to a safe place but couldn't move her. Sanya had turned into a stone statue, too heavy to be lifted. Oh my god. She woke up agitated. Her nightie was wet with her sweat. She glanced at the clock. Two needles of her new clock shining in the dark gave her creeps. It was midnight. She sat up and drank a few sips of water from her bottle. It was then she heard the distinct sound. Someone in heavy boots was climbing up the stairs. The sound stopped outside the dormitory door. Then it reappeared. The footsteps were retreating, going down. Is that Miss Udbala on a round? Does she do that often in the middle of the night? When does she sleep? Someone was once again climbing up the stairs, clearly, loudly and leisurely. Revati slowly fell back into sleep, deeper and calmer this time. Someone was awake and watching over them. The first day of classes was very hectic. The labyrinths of corridors leading to various classes baffled the newcomers, and they were seen scurrying around in small groups trying to locate their classrooms. Revati and Sanya were together in all the classes. Coincidentally, they had chosen the same subjects. All the girls of the dormitory came together for the last class of the day, the English literature class. When the class got over a little after four, the girl the girls decided to go to college cafe for tea. They combined two tables, sat around them, and ordered tea and colas and a few plates of bhajia. Stuffing her mouth with a delicable piece of the hot savory dish, Revati broached the subject of Utbala's nightly rounds. Miss Utbala is a weird woman. Did you hear her footsteps at midnight? She asked. Sanya promptly responded, yeah, there was someone walking up and down the stairs last night and I got petrified. A number of others anxious voices surfaced. You heard them too? I wondered. I was startled. Who could be walking up and down at midnight? Not used to something like that. Absolutely. It was so scary. Wait, girls. It was Sanya gesturing at them to calm down. Miss Utbala wears flat, soft sandals, boots. I noticed it when we were following her last night. And the sound we heard was of heavy booted footsteps. She could have changed into boots and to make sure we heard her. No, I still think it's the second year students up to some mischief again. They are trying to scare us, so let's play it down. Pretend as if nothing has been happening, Revati suggested. Mauli intervened. I still think it is Miss Utbala. I heard the sound very clearly since I sleep next to the door. It was the same person walking up and down. The sound went on for about 15 minutes and then faded. And there was no other sound, no whispers to indicate more girls being around having fun at our expense. Some girls shrugged, others nodded. Their new place of learning was unnerving them. but it would perhaps be pragmatic not to begin probing or complaining. They all were afraid of Miss Utbala, how she might react. Let's ignore the matter altogether. Whoever is trying to scare us will get bored after a lack of reaction. Revati recapped.
She's like me. Please bother.
The idea appealed to others. Having finished their tea and snacks, the girls dispersed. Revati and Sanya went to sit under a tree in the college lawns. They are always together. They had developed a strong friendship within a span of a day. They had so much to talk about, and Sanya was a non-stop chatterbox. They discussed about their families, their schools, their aspiration, and so forth. Sanya did most of the talking. After graduation, I'm going to take over my grandpa's estate. You know, he told me so. And I'm his eldest and his favorite grandchild. He loves me so dearly. And I love him the most. More than my own parents. She informed Revati. They stayed out and chatting till the light began to fade. Revati felt good. She missed home a little less today. The night slowly sneaked in, and so did the gloom in the dawn. It sucked out the normal exuberance of the girls, turning them all sullen and silent. Many girls returned to the dorm just to change into their casuals and rushed out. Then the whole flock returned together immediately after dinner so that they would have enough time to do their stuff before Utbala's imposed blackout. What reasons did she have to switch off switch off their lights thus. It wasn't happening in the other hostels. The girls had checked. Neither had the other wardens imposed on them such needless instructions. Why with them then? It wasn't fair. Sitting at the dining table, they had discussed it all and then decided to approach the college principal at the earliest.
Okay. Ooh, this is where we are going to be leaving. This is getting interesting.
I'm loving this.
Yeah, I'm loving this story. Ooh. So, we have two more shark stories. So this story, just a second, is titled Guard Dog. This is a story about when a girl's parents left her alone overnight for the first time. The parents told the girl to make sure all the doors and windows were locked tight after they left, and not to open the door to anyone while they were gone. The girl did as she was told, and after her parents left, she went around and checked all the windows and doors. They were all locked tight. By 10 o'clock that night, the girl was bored and being in the house on her own. She decided to go to her room with a big bowl of popcorn and get comfortable in bed. Not long after she got settled, she began to doze off and was awoken with a start when something touched her hand.
Oh.
It was the dog. The family's husky had come upstairs and licked her hand while she slept. The girl went back to sleep but was awoken again. This time she knew straight away what had woken her up. It was a tap in the bathroom. Grip, grip, gripping. She reached down to her husky, who licked her hand while she fell asleep again. Every hour or so, the girl was awoken by the gripping tap. But because she had stayed up so late, she was too tired to go and turn it off tightly. Instead, she would reach out to check for her husky, and it would lick her hand while she fell asleep. It was just after 6:30 the next morning when she could stand it no longer and got up to turn off the tap. She walked into the bathroom and screamed. There was her husky, dead, skinned and hanging from the ceiling. The sound hadn't been the tap, it had been her dog's blood dripping onto the floor.
Oy.
The girl ran back to her room to phone for help. There on her floor, written in her dog's blood, was the message, "Humans can lick too."
Oh my god.
There was someone in the house who was licking her hand the whole night.
Ew.
Also killed her dog, which is...
Eeks.
Oh goodness. Goodness gracious. I don't like this. I hate it when animals die.
Yeah.
I'm not thinking too much about it. Okay, let's move on, please.
The sleepover. When I was a child, I lived on a street with a haunted house. A large and happy family had lived in the house until a night when one of the children was playing with matches. The youngest boy of the family dropped a lit match on his bed but was too scared to call out for help.
I mean, the house can burn, but no, my parents will scold me for playing with matches. I'm just not gonna call for help.
The boy was burned alive under his covers. He died.
Well, I am not a girl.
She's ruthless. So, his parents and two sisters died with him in the flames.
Well, no. I blame this boy. The okay. Big boy.
Okay. One evening during a sleepover, my friends and I took turns trying to scare each other with ghost stories.
Hmm.
It was approaching midnight, and unable to scare each other, we thought it would be fun to go to the haunted house in the dark.
Oh, stupid idea. So we're just gonna go on.
It is fun. We're just gonna go to the haunted house and get killed.
They should get killed.
We walked through the gate together and up to what remained of the door, still set in its stone door frame. The smell of smoke hung in the air, and thin clouds of ash were being blown in the breeze. But then we realized there was no breeze. Shapes began to form in the clouds of ash, and grey hands reached out from the shapes. As we turned to run, screams rose up out of the ashes. Help us, we are burning, they cried. We started to run, thinking that as soon as we are clear of the house, we would be safe. But the ash shapes and screamed followed us. As we neared my home, the smell of burning was almost overwhelming, and as we reached my door, I glanced over my shoulder to see a hand reaching out for me. We piled through my front door, slamming it behind us, and ran up the stairs to my room, slamming that door tight too. None of us expected to sleep, but the fear had exhausted us and we fell into a deep slumber.
Okay.
The next morning, in the daylight, we were all much braver. During breakfast, we talked about what happened and came to the conclusion our imaginations had taken over.
So everybody imagining the same thing, yeah?
Yeah. We decided to walk back to the house in the daylight. Are you cream?
I mean, people with such curiosity, well, I don't care if they
guy. I opened my front door and my mouth dropped in a silent scream. There on the door were two large round scotches high on the door, like someone had pounded on it with burning hands. Lower down, there were two smaller sets of handprints, as if children with burning hands had pushed against it. Finally, near the bottom of the door was a tiny set of burnt handprints, as if the youngest little boy had tried in vain to push open the door to get help for the family.
Oh, mama.
Oh, that's it.
Hala.
They right.
Bapre. Wow. Anyways, Anushka, do we have a gag joke?
Yeah, we do.
Let's hear it then.
I am tired.
Yeah, literally. I don't like this already.
Did you hear about the Italian chef that died? He passed away.
I don't really know what to say about that. I am grossed out. Anyways, thank you so much for listening to the episode, guys. If you enjoyed it, please do share it with your friends. And yeah, anything else?
I am speechless.
If you have a ghost story you can share, then do send us in on our email or via Instagram. And yeah, we'll see you in the next episode. Until then, take care, guys. Bye.
Love you.